This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, September 11th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. A push by commodity organizations continues this week on Capitol Hill for a new farm bill this year. Kentucky soybean farmer Caleb Ragland says it's impactful when various commodity farmers share a similar story.
I think it gets everyone's attention when they see groups working together. A lot of us never met each other before, but we have so much in common. It's easy for us to walk in an office and just tell our story. And our story's consistent, whether it's a cotton farmer from South Texas or whether it's a peanut farmer from Georgia or a soybean farmer from Kentucky. We're all facing the same things. And then when you have an ag lender pipe up and say what they're saying is exactly right. We're concerned. We have loans in distress. We have folks that aren't going to get their operating money renewed for the 25 crop. We have farms that are nearing foreclosure. That's a serious message.
House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse Lydia Johnson that perhaps Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer didn't speak for congressional ag leaders when calling for another farm bill extension in the proposed continuing resolution.
We have a consensus of the four corners that we don't need an extension. Nobody's going to be harmed by the end of the year. And there's a commitment, I believe, by all four corners that we'll get this done no later than the lame duck session. So maybe some better communications on the Senate side before he makes a statement like that.
Ragland says the American Soybean Association has been lobbying for a new farm bill for a long time. And in that time, the economics have declined for soybean farmers.
We started talking about this farm bill. Our president, Brad Dole, testified March 1st of 2022 for this new farm bill we're working on 2.5 years later. From that day, March 1st, 2022, until this past Monday, soybean prices on the Board of Trade have declined 41%. Corn has declined 48%. Wheat has declined 43%, and cotton has declined 47%. That's nearly half.
Former Senate Ag Economist Dr. John Newton says the financial spiral continues.
If you look at net cash farm income for wheat farmers, it's expected to be down nearly 50%. Soybeans, nearly 40% decline in net cash farm income. Corn, a 36% decline. Cotton prices have been hammered the last few years, and you're looking at a nearly 30% decline in net farm income for those producers. When you look at the, where agriculture is in this country, where the dairy farms are, where the cattle farm operations are, that regional map of farm profitability starts to make a little bit more sense. But don't get me wrong, I think folks around the country are feeling the pressure of a prolonged downturn.
Newton says the latest USDA farm income forecast did not tell the whole story.
I mean, we've seen a rapid decline in crop commodity prices over the last 6 months or so. Input costs still remain high. I think you're seeing improved profitability in the dairy space, but that never lasts very long on the dairy farm. You're seeing improved profitability on the cattle side. But look, at the end of the day, looking at a 20-year average income, I think, fails to recognize the real challenges that we have in agriculture, Jeff. And I mean, seriously, who's happy with making their 20-year average salary? Yet somehow we're supposed to champion that for farmers.
Ragland says low commodity prices and high input costs are squeezing crop farmers today.
Inflation has impacted everything that we use, our fixed costs and our variable costs. And even the best run farms with little or no debt even cannot make these numbers work. And our younger farmers and our farms that do have a debt load, this is devastating. We're looking at folks not being able to get operating money to put out the 25 crop. We're looking at farms that have been in families for generations that may not be able to survive financially. It's a dire situation.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council and their call for a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Proposition 12 burdens farmers and business owners and raises food prices for Americans. NPPC is calling on Congress to fix Prop 12 in the Farm Bill. Learn more at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Gallagher.